introduce. Suzanne Williams is our project director for our outpatient stewardship activities at the Illinois Department of Public Health, and she'll be presenting on our Precious Drugs and Scary Bugs campaign.
Okay. So today I'm going to talk about how the commitment poster used in the Precious Drugs and Scary Bugs campaign impacted provider and patient conversations and antibiotic prescribing rates in a subset of participating facilities. So antibiotic overuse is well recognized as an issue. In 2013 to 2014, there were 853 antibiotic prescriptions per 1,000 people in Illinois. On the map created by CDC, community antibiotic prescribing rates are shown by state, with the lowest rates in yellow and the highest rates in darker red. As you can see, Illinois is right in the middle. So there's a lot of work that can be done to lower inappropriate antibiotic prescribing. So superbugs, such as C. diff, is an example of an urgent public health threat directly related to inappropriate antibiotic use. C. diff, which causes life-threatening bacteria, is occurring more in community settings. And in Illinois, over half of the 15,000 cases of C. diff infections in hospitals reported to NHSN in 2015 were community onset. It's okay. So the Precious Drugs and Scary Bugs campaign was launched in March 2015 to address antibiotic overuse in Illinois. The goals of the statewide initiative are to increase provider and patient knowledge, provide resources, and improve coordination and exchange of best practices between stakeholders. The target audience of the campaign is outpatient healthcare providers, and since campaign launch, we have enrolled 55 practices representing over 385 healthcare providers across the state. So the core intervention of the Precious Drugs and Scary Bugs campaign was the use of a commitment poster. So the poster was inspired by a randomized clinical control trial from Daniela Meeker's group out of the University of Southern California that tested the use of a commitment poster and found approximately a 20% decrease in inappropriate antibiotic prescribing in only 12 weeks. We worked with CDC and our campaign work group, which included Daniela Meeker's group out of USC, to develop more succinct messaging for the letter we used in our campaign. It highlights specific messages such as antibiotics only fight bacterial infections and antibiotics may not work when they are needed if used inappropriately. The letter states a commitment from the provider to the patient to avoid prescribing antibiotics when they will do more harm than good. The posters were customized with participating provider names and pictures, and they were hung in exam rooms. So we used several strategies to evaluate the campaign. So the first was to encourage facilities to track and share antibiotic prescribing data to evaluate how the posters impacted their facilities' appropriate antibiotic prescribing rates. The second was a baseline and follow-up survey that assessed knowledge, attitudes, and behaviors related to antibiotic use. And finally, we conducted qualitative interviews to find out how the facilities were using the posters, where they displayed them, and how they impacted provider and patient conversations. So we encouraged facilities to use HEDIS measures to track antibiotic use, because they have two validated measures that focus on conditions where antibiotics are often prescribed, even though they are not indicated. So that was acute bronchitis in adults and non-specific acute upper respiratory infections in children. We encourage facilities to share their HEDIS measures with us to help evaluate the impact of campaign activities. However, not all practices were able to calculate these measures, so not all of them are able to share the data with us. So medical group A, which consists of 19 practices representing 71 providers, shared their HEDIS outcome measures with us before and after commitment poster implementation. So as a reminder, these measures look at avoiding unnecessary antibiotic prescriptions, so you want to see an increase. In the avoidance of antibiotic treatment in adults with acute bronchitis, there was a slight increase between pre- and post-intervention. And then in the appropriate treatment for children with upper respiratory infections, there was almost a 25% increase from the pre-intervention period to the post-intervention period. So in the qualitative interviews and the post-campaign survey, we asked questions to assess the utility of the commitment poster. And so we asked providers if they noticed the commitment poster in their facility, and the majority stated that they saw the posters hanging in their exam rooms. And of the providers that noticed the poster, over 60% stated that the poster increased or facilitated conversations with patients about appropriate antibiotic use. 46% stated that the poster gave them the backing to say no when patients demanded antibiotics. 43% stated that the poster reminded them to keep the commitment they made to prescribe antibiotics only when indicated. 17% stated that the poster helped to maintain patient satisfaction. And 9% stated that the poster helped to decrease patient demand for antibiotics. And 9% also stated that it had unknown or no impact. So over 55% of providers believe that the poster did encourage judicious antibiotic prescribing for acute respiratory infections. So as I mentioned, we completed qualitative interviews, and several themes emerged. The provider stated that the commitment poster increased communication and patient satisfaction. So one provider stated that it improved patient compliance and satisfaction about the care, and they can see it's not biased. Another provider stated that it increased discussion with patients regarding current evidence-based medicine. The second theme that emerged was that the commitment poster reinforced a uniform message that all of the providers, as well as the practice, stands behind the appropriate antibiotic use message. So providers stated, I would explain the campaign, and it shows that we are all united. And then another provider stated, as a point to reference, that this is our practice standard, that I'm not just withholding something as an individual provider. And then the providers that were interviewed also believed that the personal commitment made a big difference. So the use of the provider pictures has grabbed and kept patient attention and resulted in the poster being read rather than just being viewed. So one provider stated that the value I see to it is that the patients see it and read it, and it paves the way for you, but it's more than a constant reminder to do the right thing and to not give in. It makes you take the time commitment to talk to the patient. So some of our lessons learned. So some of the lessons that we learned from implementing the campaign are that providers experience major pressure to prescribe antibiotics, and fear patient satisfaction scores will be impacted if they do not do what the patient requests. So the commitment poster can help to address these issues, because it can help to increase provider-patient communication about when antibiotics are indicated, but this seems to have a greater impact for appropriate treatment of children with URI than for adults with bronchitis. And so some of our next steps. So we are planning on placing our commitment poster as well as our other campaign materials online so that providers can download them and customize their own commitment posters so that we can scale up. And then we are also currently exploring how to expand the campaign to dental offices. And then Telegen, our state's Quinn QIO, is implementing a large outpatient antimicrobial stewardship effort. And then we are assisting them with facility recruitment and also working with them to encourage the use of the commitment poster as an option for participating practices to use as a part of that program. And then we're also planning to focus more on provider education and shifting our focus to educating the general public about appropriate use. That's it. Thank you.